Joining me on You Are There Sports before this big event here at the MAC in Pierce is Clint Poster, two-time state champion for the Pierce Pioneers, three-time All-American at St. Cloud State. And Clint, you and the Huskies are wrestling in Pierce tonight. Southwest State Marshall, your opponent, I'd imagine you've got a little extra juice inside of you getting ready for this one, wrestling in Pierce one more time.
Yeah, as if it's not hard enough to get ready to wrestle a live match. Being at home in front of the home crowd and a bunch of fans, it just makes it easy, and it's going to be fun. I know it is.
What was your reaction when your coach, Steve Costanzo, approached you with this idea?
Well, at first I thought he was kind of pulling my leg a little bit because he's known to joke around a little bit. It was actually before practice last year one day, and he's like, Clint, how's it sound wrestling Pierce next season? And I said, oh, yeah, it'd be great, and then it turns out in the spring we got a lot, or he got a match in the books, and just really excited because I remember I went and watched Tad Merritt wrestle in Canby his senior year, and I thought that was pretty special, and just lucky I get to share in the same feelings as he did.
Pierce is wrestling Cambridge before you wrestle Southwest State, and you've got several of your teammates that are Cambridge alumni too, including Clayton Jennison, who's the head coach of Cambridge's son. Yeah. What have they talked about that, the experience of being there for that kind of event?
Yeah, it actually worked out pretty nice how we had a lot of ties with St. Cloud and Cambridge, so that worked out good. It'll help draw more fans in, I think, which is great for the sport. But no, they're excited about it too. They're thinking they're going to have a lot of people they know that watch them too, so it's nice to be able to share with my teammates like that.
Clint, you're a redshirt senior. As you look back now, how fast did your time at St. Cloud State go?
Well, too fast, I think. I'm finally starting to realize that. Ever since first year, it's gotten faster and faster, and now I'm actually trying to slow it down. Costanzo told me, appreciate these moments. Like, I just got out of practice, and you're soaking wet and tired, and he's like, you're going to miss that more than anything else. So I really just slowed things down, just kind of trying to soak it all in for the last hurrah.
Here in your senior year, you're 27-1. You've won numerous individual tournament titles against all levels of competition. You're ranked number one in the nation at 165. Back in early January, the team finished second at the national duels against Notre Dame of Ohio down in Fort Wayne, Indiana. In that match, you suffered your only loss to Juwan Edmond, ranked sixth. Had you wrestled him before?
No, I haven't seen him.
Okay.
But yeah, he's a tough opponent, and definitely had a style of wrestling that I need work with.
What type of things was he able to do that your other opponents hadn't been able to do?
Well, he stayed away from me, which is a big thing. He had a lot of no-touch, blast elbows, but kind of took me off guard, and I really didn't have my best preparation and mental preparation for that match for some reason. But it's a loss, and I know I'm not happy with it, but I'm glad it happened because it made me reevaluate and just take inventory on things that I need to improve on. So, and I'd rather have it then than in March. So.
So we look at the current Division II national rankings. You got Notre Dame number one, the Huskies number two. Is it I don't follow college wrestling. I follow the high school still more. But is it, in your mind, a two-team race for the title again this year? Or are there other opponents that you've got to be really concerned with if the Huskies make it down to Sioux Falls?
Oh, boy, you got to be concerned with everybody. You never know what's going to happen in those 2 days. I mean, a lot can happen. Upsets happen all the time, and you got to be on your top of the game. And any of the top teams, if they have a good weekend, can win it. So you really gotta just focus on yourself, basically. But definitely, all the top teams have a shot. It's gonna be a dogfight.
Obviously, the team's got to be pretty excited to get back to defend their national championship. How many guys come back from last year's national title team?
We have all six All-Americans coming back, so that's a pretty big positive. Helps with just the morale in the room and just the experience level when it comes time late February, middle March. So that always is nice to have that experience as a background.
We're talking with Clint Poster here. Individually, you're ranked number one in the country. At the national tournament twice, you finished third and fourth your other year. How bright is that fire inside you to finish your career not only with another team title, but your first national championship?
Well, it's definitely my goal. But kind of have refocused myself this year, not focusing on being number one, that's it, all or nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm just, because that might put the wrong pressure on myself and wear myself down. So I've dug into my faith and then just worried about wrestling for God in a way that honors him, because really he's the only one that I need to impress. And I think if I wrestle to my fullest ability, then I have a very good shot of being on top.
Okay. You came to St. Cloud State as a two-time state champion for the Pioneers, but I would imagine that high school accolades don't really mean a whole lot in a college wrestling room, because those rooms at that level of wrestling are full of guys that have done a lot in high school. How did you foresee yourself accomplishing where you are now as opposed to that first day, maybe when you stepped into that Husky room?
Boy, to be honest with myself, on day one, I didn't think I'd be where I'm at today. I kind of maybe underestimated myself. Looking around the room, I knew that I wanted to be have all the accolades, but it took me a little bit to realize, well, hey, I can compete with these guys. I can beat these guys. And then after that first year, I'd say halfway through my first year, things started to turn around for me. I started beating up on guys, and haven't looked back since.
I know that people in the wrestling community, especially in the Piers area, hold you in such high regard when it comes to your talent, your work ethic, the drive, accomplishments, all that. But who does Clint Poster hold in high respect that you attempt to model yourself after?
Well, I'd try to model myself after Coach Costanzo. He he's made been a very good role model in my life, just the way he coaches and the way he handles things. He's just a great friend and a great coach. I look up to him a lot. And then if I do end up going coaching somewhere, I'm sure I'll still use him as a background help and wisdom and things like that.
You have to consider yourself pretty fortunate to have your career molded by fine coaches like Simon Waltman, Mark Jensen, and, as you mentioned, Steve Costanzo.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't be where I am today without them, or without the coaches I had. Just blessed to have them part of my life, not only to teach or help me on the wrestling mat, but in life as well.
I know that a lot of people in the wrestling community that are in Piers tonight, there's going to be a lot of familiar faces, family, and friends there that maybe haven't followed your career at St. Cloud State as closely as they did when you were at Piers wrestling for the Pioneers. What do you think they'll notice first about Clint Poster now that's different?
Well, I grew about 25 pounds, so that'll probably be the main difference. Other than that, I'm pretty much just the same small town kid. I haven't really changed a whole lot, which I like.
What's the one thing people might not know about the differences between high school and collegiate wrestling?
Just the pace of the matches and the intensity. That's a big difference, besides the rules and the longer time, but definitely the pace and the intensity, and the officiating, the mats. When I go back and watch a high school mat, it seems like the mat shrunk a bit, but with the college out of bounds rules, it definitely makes the mat a lot bigger.
What part of the sport have you had to work the hardest to improve upon?
Probably the mental side coming in. I always had the physical part kind of down, and the technique I worked on a lot too, but probably mostly the mental side, because it helps me a lot. And it's the most important thing when it gets down to the end of the year, is having a good mental stability and just mental focus.
I've known you for years and years, and one thing that's always impressed me, that internal drive, wrestling such, yes, it's a team concept, but there's also such an individual aspect to the sport. Where does that drive come from inside for you? You mentioned your faith a little bit earlier, but what fuels you?
Well, I'm a pretty competitive person, but I don't want to disappoint anybody. But so I work hard, and I mean, you're there anyway, so why go in it at a half effort? You might as well just go out there and try to get the best every day, whether it's school or wrestling or work. Or you're there anyways. You're stuck there, so you might as well put in 110% just so you can get the most out of yourself.
That's a really interesting answer, because I've heard national interviews with Hall of Fame people, Baseball Hall of Fame, whatever, and they ask, you know, what motivates you? And a lot of those great athletes say they're motivated by fear, the fear of, you know, disappointing failure of people. So that, you know, that's really an interesting answer. I know people, I know family have been tremendously important to you, your grandma, your parents, Kevin and Karen, your sisters, Danielle, Maggie, your brother, Cody, other relatives. What has it meant to you as your career has gone through St. Cloud State, knowing that when you go out to wrestle, you're likely to look up in the stands and see familiar faces?
First of all, I better add my wife to that list, yes. Nora.
Well, that's my question.
But no, it's awesome. I got a great family, a great loving family, very supportive. And Grandma Poster, she's been to every match that she could. Bless her soul. She's my good luck charm. But no, it's always nice to see that, because I see some guys on the team that they don't have quite the support that I do for my family. But I owe everything to them.
Now, my next question. Technically, you're still a newlywed yourself. How has that changed you?
It's probably changed me a lot. Definitely keeps me behaved a little more. Not living with her instead of four other guys. But no, it's been great. Things have been going really good. She's starting to get the sport now.
Okay.
She wasn't really familiar with it before she met me, but no, she's doing a really good job, and I think it helps too that not watching my weight as much, so that makes me a little less crabby and eat supper with her all the time now.
Skip down my list of questions here. Is maintaining weight for wrestlers as big an issue in college as it is for high school?
I don't think so. Even when I was down to 57, which is a little more of a drop for myself, you figure it out. I mean, you're old enough, mm-hmm. and you're on your own. You don't have moms cooking, yep. or desserts to worry about. But you also work out. You work out a lot more, and you just get more fit, and you lose the body fat easier.
Understand your major is entrepreneurship. Is that right? What's that degree about? The program? What type of classes did you have to take to fulfill that degree?
Entrepreneurship's either starting up or taking over a small business, and it's just took a lot of management classes, marketing, and then a few accounting classes.
When do you graduate?
I will graduate in May.
Okay. Any hobbies for Clint Pohl? What do you do when you're not wrestling, thinking about wrestling? What do you do for fun?
Oh boy, I really like bow hunting. Wrestling's kind of kept me away from that since I got to St. Cloud here. We've always had training or fall training, so I really, really looking forward to get back into bow hunting. I've missed that a lot.
I know you worked with Chris Young, Matt Seppel at Premium Concrete during the summer, and the family farm probably figures into your future plans as well. But have you kind of got a good idea what you want to do once you graduate?
I love working with Chris and Matt. It's a great company to work for. They're great guys, and it's fun being there. And yeah, I see myself working there until mom and dad are retired on the farm. So,
you ever considered coaching wrestling at some level?
I have. I haven't really thought about it a whole lot yet. Mm-hmm. Just kind of focusing on my competition now, but it's definitely something I'm thinking about.
Earlier you mentioned that one of the things that people are going to notice is you've added some weight. You're wrestling at 165. You're really put together. What's a Clint Poster workout routine look like?
Well, usually I'll try to get two workouts in a day. Usually in the mornings before 9:30, I'll have one done. And then, well, whatever Coach Costanzo has set on the schedule for the week. Usually we'll lift twice a week during the season, and then just go crazy at practice, try to get myself as tired as I can, because I know if I get tired during practice, it only will make me better.
Do you ever get the feeling that when you walk out on the mat, you intimidate your opponents at some point?
No, I don't. I really don't think like that. Maybe I do. Hopefully I do, I guess.
As a guy that competes on a national level, have you found that different parts of the country prefer different styles of wrestling, or is that something that's kind of unique to the individual program or the coaching staff in that program?
You can definitely tell there's different styles. Like at National Duels, we wrestled Pitts Johnstown from Pennsylvania, and they were very, very tough on top, good bar series, good hand wrist control. And then you wrestle a team from Notre Dame that was very flashy, more explosive. So there's definitely regions that you can tell that excel at things, or that's just the way they wrestle around that area.
Was St. Cloud State the perfect choice of schools for you?
Yes, it was. No doubt, with the location and the coach and just the group of guys, I couldn't have made any better choice.
As you look back, if you could pick out one of your most memorable matches of your career so far, could you do that? Do you have one that really sticks out for you?
Probably my freshman year at the national tournament. I was in the quarterfinals, the second match. There was the rest of the kid from Notre Dame that beat me earlier in the year, and I ended up pinning him to advance to the semifinals. So I was a locked All-American. That was a pretty exciting match for myself because I was a pretty young kid and All-American and I get it that style. But hopefully there's better ones to come.
Yeah. On the day of a big match, what's it like to be around you? Are you pretty shut down, pretty in your own world, or you know, what's your mindset on the day of a match?
That's actually changed a lot. I used to be kind of isolated, shut down, but now it's just kind of another day. Don't really treat it too special. I mean, I try not to be on my phone as much, but like joking around with the guys, or we got a Nerf football now that we'll toss around. So it's just kind of stay laid back and get ready to go.
I know in the past when you have been able to come back to Piers, you really enjoy working with some of those youngsters and giving back to that youth program.
Yeah, it's, wish I could do it more. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It works out pretty nice to come in at night when they have practice and just try to share what I learned. It's definitely, I need a little more practice at the coaching side because I got the tools, but I just got to
translate it.
Yep, yeah. Translate it into, especially for the little kids, in ways that they'll understand it best.
You got a big match with Mankato State coming up, I think, this weekend, following the match tonight here. And then what the immediate schedule, I would imagine, tournament time, not too far away.
Yeah, there's a countdown clock in our locker room. I think it's down to 36 or 37 days until the national tournament. I mean, our qualifiers, the weekend of the state tournament, so the end of this month, which is right around the corner. It's kind of makes you a little nervous, but it's good nervous.
Final question for Clint Poster here. When it's all over with, how much do you think you'll miss the sport of wrestling and being out there on the mat in a competitive atmosphere?
I know I'm going to miss it a great deal. It's just that competitive nature of itself. And all the time I'll have. It's going to be weird having a summer just going back to my home after work instead of working out during the winters, maybe hitting some ice fishing or something like that. But I'm sure I'll find something to do. Me and Nora just bought a house, so there'll be plenty of stuff for me to do around that.
The honey-do list is about to begin. Well, Clint, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy this very special night, and I feel confident when I speak for the entire Piers community when I wish you and the Huskies the very best of luck the rest of this year, that you're able to reach all your goals, and both as a team and as an individual. Thanks a lot, Clint.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, Clint Poster with us here as the Huskies are in Piers tonight on You Are Their Sports.